morning, Vietnam.
Don't do fucking drugs.
What's up, everybody? Liam here for Big Bay's bonus Come Correctmas special. Alright, so if anybody's listened to in the past, I basically go down the list and thank everybody who's been involved with Bay this year. So, let's start it, because it's a decent-sized list. Alright, so, top of the list here, and not any specific order other than this one person. Number one, gotta thank Casey Caminiti, my wife. She's the one who puts up with all of this nonsense with me regarding Bay and all of the other idiots involved. And she basically let me take over the whole basement to be Broken Arrow Events headquarters. So all this you see here is thanks to her. All right. Thank you, Casey. Okay. So going down the list of the key players here, we got Stephen Pollack. Stephen Pollack's really stepped up over the last few years, and he's been instrumental in Bay's success. And he does get his hand in a lot of stuff and really helps me get a lot of stuff done. And he's definitely more motivated than I am right now. And he kind of keeps me going. So thanks again, Steve. All right. Another man, Mike Ferrucci. Mike Ferrucci missed a decent amount of events this year, but he still was involved in every single one of them. And he's one of my main guys, and you know, just friendships and life, and not just Bay, but always thankful to have him around. And he's another guy who's pretty motivated in making Bay grow and function. And he's a good guy. He'll have an idea, or I'll have an idea. I'll give him a call. I'll be like, "Yo, Ferrucci, I got an idea. Come on down and let's do it." Within an hour, he'll be here, and we'll be filming something stupid. I mean, if you've seen the wrestling video from last year, yeah, it's that kind of stuff. All right. Another guy who's heavily involved with Broken Arrow Events and using his skill set. You know, the thing about the Bay staff is we have a very eclectic group of people with different skills and interests and know-how. Sabia is not exempt from that. Brings a lot of the musical stuff to all of Bay, and he does a lot. He's got a lot of talent with musical numbers and making content. You know, he runs the band, but he also has done small bits here and there. If you've watched the podcast, you know, he does the Lifer Hacks. He created that theme song himself. So yeah, Joe, thanks, man. Yeah, love you, man. All right. Next up, Alex Stramp. Alex Stramp's another guy who's been heavily involved with Bay since he started. He's 4 or 5 years ago he got involved, and he's a shining star in the Bay staff here. So love having him around. He has a lot of technical know-how and to do things that we don't know how to do. So his involvement is great. Okay, who's another man down the list here? Mark Strasburger. I want to say he got involved the second year running this, and you know, his life kind of hit him hard the last couple years, and he does what he can, but he's when he's at the events, you can tell why he's like one of the main guys. He kind of wrangles the cats and keeps everyone going. Funny guy. I think he helps morale with all the stupid jokes and shit, and brings jokes out of us too. So it's always good to horse around with Mr. Strasburger. All right, next up we have Mark Herman. Mark Herman has been leading the NVA, the Viet Cong, the Pavin side for the last few years now, and I love that he's getting more involved with content, and he's helped create a few videos for the Vietnamese types to get prepared for their life in the bush, whether it's a poncho or a hammock, and there's still more to come with those guys. So yeah, I would love to see more content from Mark. Another guy that's a key player with the Pavin side is Johnny Laflat. John has got involved, and he's not only is he like you know, stepped up in leadership and helped get the Pavin side organized. He's been part of doing the content as well. He shows up to like the duffel bag shows, shows up to all the other events, and he's just a sneaky little shit. And he's a great adversary to have when I'm against him, and he's a great teammate to have when I'm with him. All right, let's see who else here. All right, so got two guys that really didn't get to come to events this year, but they were still involved behind the scenes, and that was Robert Wykander and Michael Mueller. So, yeah, they weren't involved, or you didn't see them at events this year. They had things going on. Life hits you hard, like I said about Strasburger. But they still care, you know, and they still got involved with what we had going on. And you'll see them hopefully this year. They're part of my list to make sure they're coming to any events, to all events this year. All right, so another guy that didn't make any events this year was Joe Sullivan. Joe Sullivan, he's basically on a boat. He's underwater on a boat, so he couldn't make any events this year. Hopefully that changes for 2026. He's hoping it does, and he's hoping he's available and we'll have the deuces back and all the other goodies that he brings. So yeah, thanks again, Sully. Another man that's helped a lot behind the scenes since day one he got involved with Broken Hour events, Jim Lennon. He's basically everyone's favorite boomer, we love having him come around. I know he had a conflict this year for two of the bigger events, and I'm hoping next year proves differently and we get him to come back. He's a big force at the main event, the big August event, and having him there is instrumental to the success, so missing him was big. And I hope, like I said, I hope he makes a comeback for 2026. All right, let's see who else we got. Michael Donnell, he went missing for 2 years, and then he came back last year. And he stepped up this year and helped out a lot at the main event. He was helping out with the gate and putting up the guardhouse and the front gate where you know, people were driving into the base. And he was a radio man, which he did a great job there. He's been helping making content for the Bay Channel. We most recently worked on the Hooch TV show, and just his like technical know-how with the camera work and editing is going to be professionally done. All right, next up, John Van Ness, another guy that I wish could make more events. I know he's got family and all that stuff, but when he comes to the big event and the minute he arrives, the whole vibe changes, and just between getting stuff done and just like the humor and the nonsense that that comes with him, which is in a good way. John, if don't be offended, I'm just saying, like, just the palling around and the joking and just the stupid shit that him and I have going on. I love having John Van Ness around. I hope he stays involved for as long as I'm doing this bullshit. All right, next up, Zach Boylan. He was at the big event, and I believe he had a back injury. So he was there, he did what he could, and that was always appreciated, because just with how the Pavin side always is with numbers, and having a guy that's as experienced as him was great for this year. Hopefully the health is better for 2026, and he has more guys to teach for 2026 as well, which is our goal, and hopefully, you know, he's doing his part to get more NVA. All right, so another guy, a new guy this year, and I thought, like, he wasn't necessarily staff, but he's a good dude. He's been reenacting, I want to say he's been reenacting with his dad for a long time, but Gavin Ogieri, he signed up for every event this year, and he went and he did great. He was a star at everything he went to, whether it was FIT, Mobile Guerrilla Force, or Operation Green Lightning. And glad to have him back. I hope that he has interest in joining staff in the future. And he gets more involved with Bay, and he's the kind of guy that we're looking forward to get involved. So I kind of throwing him on the spot right now, but that's just nature of the beast, Gavin. So hopefully you're watching and you give me a response. Let's see here. Okay, William Dent. William Dent's another one who's been around for a long time. I remember when he was like a little kid at GZA playing airsoft. So him getting involved with Bay to me was not a surprise. He's going to us for a while. He got involved in staff. He came out and helped paint some signs and set some letters up. Not mail letters, but set the letters up for the correspondence, the Christmas correspondence for the big event. So thanks to you, Mr. Dent. Another guy that came for the painting and the signs was Randy Diamond. Randy really made an effort to get involved with a lot of different stuff. He ran the baseball game. He went and got the backstop net and set that up. He was awesome. He was awesome this year. I'm glad he came back. He had a rough year the year prior and couldn't make it. So him coming this year and doing what he did was really appreciated. So thanks, Randy. So continuing down the list, Michael Giraputo. Michael Giraputo is like a quiet, he's like the quiet coolie. It's funny because at Green Lightning, I didn't even see him arrive or see him. And I might have been out, but I only saw him in the field at the end of the event. I'm like, holy shit, you're here. And he's like, yeah. So he's always he's very reliable. You can count on him to come. He's been to other events as well. He's done stuff in the past for us with displays and bringing his NVA display with our GI stuff. So thanks, Mr. Michael Giraputo. All right, so we're starting to hit some characters here. Guy in the list, Christopher Cassidy, or Chris Cassidy, or Cassidy. He's definitely up there with Top Goon for Broken Arrow. He got involved. He's done our events for, I think this was his third or fourth year, but very gung-ho. It's very appreciated his enthusiasm for Broken Arrow events and wanting to attend and be involved. He gets involved on the Discord, which is good because we do get a lot of traffic now, and you know, it's a decent amount, but he's on top and answering people and helping people out. So thanks, Chris. Another quiet cool guy, much like Giraputo, is Aiden Green. Aiden Green, he went to two events this year, and I love about him, the kind of guys, like the guy that goes to those guys, is like it's like you know what you're gonna get from those guys, and they just do their job quietly, very reliable. He's probably right now the best point man we have in the GI company, and he just does a great job. I can get him on point or tell him where we need to go, and he will get us there and get us there safely. So great job this year, Aiden. Also, he's won Soldier of the Year, I think, two times in a row now. Okay, let's see. Another staff member, Tice. Tice had a rough. He had a rough event this year, but he did show up early. And that's probably what didn't help his situation. But he did show up early and helped out, set the base up, and he does it every year. And he's one of the last guys to leave. So thanks again, Tice. Maybe next year you'll have better luck. Honestly, just hydrate, bro. That's it. Let's hydrate. All right. So I'm going to knock these guys off quick together. Colin Stewart, NVA, man. He used to be a GI. He's been going as NVA for the last few years. Does a great job. He shows up early, helps out, and sets up tentage and stuff and hammocks or whatever needs to get done. Another guy like that, Joe Cresciamano. Joe is becoming a key NVA team member there, and his presence is always appreciated. So thanks again, Joe. Thanks again, Colin. All right, moving down the list here, we got Father Seamus O'Malley, Ken Sliviak. Ken also showed up early and had a rough week, and he didn't get to make it through the entire event. So another guy, I think Kenny just got to keep on drinking water, man. And I appreciate what he does. He always kind of has an idea and he sticks to it. What I like about it too is whatever idea he has, he's kind of self-contained and he gets it done by himself. Doesn't really need to get everyone involved. He just will have the idea, ask for input, and then he'll go and do it. So thanks again, Ken. All right, so this guy was a new guy, and he was very involved and instrumental in the success to Mobile Guerrilla Force, and that's Nicholas Lee. He basically reached out to us to see if his Arvin group could attend one of our events, and we decided to try him out at the Mobile Guerrilla Force, and because of him and his group, we're going to expand on that event for next year. So thanks again, Nick, for reaching out to us and doing great at the Mobile Guerrilla Force. Okay, let's see who else we have here. A new guy, Daniel Hall, very excited to attend this year. And he did great. He was my radio man, and it's not easy being my radio man. I move up and down the line a lot. I'm all over the place. I end up having to talk a lot on the radio, so a lot of transmissions go through me or go through my radio. And I thought he did a great job. One of the best radio men I've ever had coming to these events at this point. Been doing it for a while, and he was one of the better guys. He's got a lot to learn, and I can see from posts and questions he's asking that he's taking the time to learn and become better. And I'm expecting him to be either my radio man or maybe one of the platoon's radio men next year. So thanks again, Dan. Okay, another goon, maybe the king of cavemen, Dean Facca, definitely rivals Ferrucci in terms of Italian cavemen, but the guy's a sweetheart. Glad he got involved. He wanted to join staff this year, so he's on the he's got now shit got real for him. Comes all the way from Canada down to us, and he just. He's a good kid. I'm glad he comes down. He does a great job as a trooper, and he's always willing to help pack. He's strong, so he's good for lifting up tents. All right, thanks, Dean. All right, one of my favorite troopers here, Buck Leatherman. I hear rumblings that you're not making it to any events this year. I call bullshit. I think you should make it to at least the big one. And I hope to see you there, but thanks for coming out this year, Buck, and doing what you do and all the things you add to the immersion with your sea rats and just anything else you do. I know you had a little bit of bad luck with your M60, but it's just the way she goes with airsoft. Okay, moving on. I'm almost done with this list, actually. All right, next up. Philip Kaiser, makes the drive all the way down from Minnesota. We weren't sure if he was making it, and he signed up, and he made it out, so thanks for coming all that way, Philip. Okay, so these three guys I'm going to lump together because they worked the talk, and they were great. It was the comms it was the best comms we've had in a while, and so I want to thank Adam Madden, Tony Antonucci, and Anthony Flood for manning the talk and being on the radios. I know Adam and Anthony were signed up for the field, and they kind of had a come to home moment and realized, hey, you know what? I'm probably better off in the talk. So thank you to Adam and Anthony, and Tony, of course, for doing what he did. He, I think, was a game changer in the talk with just manning the radios, and he was very he got the assignment. He did a great job. And the man who made all of that happen was Darius. Darius missed last year, but he came this year, and he really made the radios work. And I think the success of the radio transmissions and that added bonus to makes the event so much better when we have radios working. He was awesome. So Darius, you got to keep on coming to events, man. You're the one who started this with me. So, be prepared for next year, all right? All right. Okay, so two more new guys. We had the Russells, so we have Jim and James, a father and son duo that came, and they were awesome. I can't even say we were that concerned about James. He was young. He's probably one of the youngest attendants we've had. But his dad was there with him, and I know James wanted to stay earlier, but they had some things to take care of during the week. So hopefully, Jim, you guys can get off earlier and stay the whole week and enjoy the base more, because you guys came early and helped set up the base. So remember, these guys showed up on that Sunday, helped set up, leave, and then they came back on Friday. Or I think it was Friday. So thanks, guys. That was awesome, guys. We really appreciate it. Just now, next year, try to come for the whole week and enjoy the fruits of your labor. Let's see here. Moving on, we got Chet Wilkie. So Chet is one of the few guys that has gone to every single big August event. I think it's right now, I think it's three of us. I think it's myself, John Van Ness, and Chet right now left. And I don't know if any of the Pavin guys are still left that have gone to every single one. Correct me if I'm wrong, anybody who's listening. But Chet did a great job this year. Awesome, squad leader, very solid squad leader. You give him the squad, you don't really have to worry about him too much. He had a really good squad with him, in fairness to his squad. I wouldn't say that takes away from what he did for his group of guys. So thanks for attending, Chet. And he already signed up, so I'm excited to see you for next year, man. Hopefully I see you sooner than that. Okay, let's see. Another new guy, Cody Ozella. Cody Ozella, to me, was one of the new studs at the event this year. I don't remember what day he showed up, but when he did, he got right to work, putting tents up, and he was one of the last guys to leave on that Sunday when we do the big pack up. So that's something that I remember, and I really appreciated Cody. Hopefully you can make it out again this year. I hope you enjoyed yourself. Yeah, man, you're definitely a solid trooper. I mean, easy to say that. You are a Marine, so yeah, man. Thanks again, Cody. Okay, another new guy. We have Ethan Park. So Ethan Park is a funny little guy, but great trooper. He's still coming around. He has still a lot to learn, but I think he's starting to get it. He does ask the right questions, and he does share what he's learned over the last year or so that he's been starting to get into this hobby. All right, so the next few guys I'm going to lump together, and that's the GZA boys that I'm so glad they came out. I hope they had fun, and I hope they come earlier next year. But that's Andrew Marshall, Ian Durno, Rainier coming back. I'm glad Rainier came back. And Matthew Lucibello with all of his photography, and that helped out, and his very timely shits. So, guys, I really appreciate you coming out and attending the big event. And I really hope to see you guys at other events and the big one again. Like I said, I really hope you guys enjoyed yourselves and want to come back out. Alrighty, here. And the last two things that I want to thank, or the last three, I guess, is one, Spiros, for letting us run the Mobile Guerrilla Force at his property, and the Warwick Conference Center. From Brian Giancosa, who organized and got that for us. And then lastly, the old Bethpage Village restoration and the contacts there that allow us to attend their awesome property and run the FIT event, which also will be Bay Condo's site as well. And a new thing for this series or episode, lastly, I'm putting bounties out on a few guys that haven't been to events in a while. And I'm going to go down this list, and I don't know what the reward is just yet, but I'm putting a bounty on these guys. So if you talk to them and you want to get them to come events, please do so. All right. So first guy, Mike Bear Diamante. I want to get him back. He always played as the senior NCO, the big dog, Love to have him come back. An old school guy from the early days, one of the first lieutenants we had in the company, CJ Sen. Awesome dude. I miss him. I love him. I want him to come back. Jeremy Vallon, who missed last year. I know he's been stationed in Guam. Next year might be tough, but I'd like to get someone to kind of talk him into coming back. Let's see, Randy Rickard, who's been involved in the staff chats, but he always has conflicts with work. I'm hoping to get him to come back. He should be an easy one. Another easy one that missed last year is Sam Gregory. He just had work, but I'm hoping guys that know him will keep on his ass. He's in the staff chats as well, so I'm hoping that he just signs back up and is able to attend. Ian Scudder is another one. Ian Scudder was missed this year. I'm hoping that he can make it for 2026. Brian Maroney and James Walker, the Virginia boys. You guys had a weird year as well, so I'm hoping you can make it out as well. And lastly, I'm hoping to see Justin Engel back. So, Justin, if you watch still, or if anybody who knows Justin Engel, get back out there, man. We miss you guys. So, those bounty guys, I don't know what the reward is going to be. I'll give you something stupid. I don't know. But that's it for me going down in this list. If I missed anybody, if you felt I was missed, or if you felt I missed you, I apologize. I realize going down this list by myself talking on a video camera is fucking awkward and weird. I don't know if I'll do that next year. Maybe I'll just do the recording like I usually do. But I just want everybody to have a happy holiday season, happy new year, and you know, once we hit into 2026, very excited for Tiger Mountain and Calm Duck and Bay Condo, as well as Parrot Speak, and hopefully some more stuff that we come with for 2026. So guys, until then, keep your powder dry, and I'll see you in the bush.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring. Snowing and blowing up bushes of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells chime in jingle bells time. Dancing and prancing and jingle bells flare in the frosty air. What a bright time, it's the right time to rock the night away. Jingle bell time is a swell time to go riding in a one-horse sleigh. Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet. Jingle around the clock. The jingle bell rock. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells chime in, jingle bells dive. Dancing and prancing and jingle bells swear in the frosty air. What a bright time, it's the right time to rock the night away.
Mike, did I get you?
When's the gig?
Did you want one? Did I get you? Banquet, right?